It's 38 degrees at a minute before noon. This is WHQR Wilmington, 96.7 Classical HQR, and 91.3 HQR News. I'm Gina Gamboni, and this is the Midday Interview. I'm here in the studio today with Laura Crane from the North Carolina Jazz Festival. Hi, Laura.
Hi, Gina. Thank you for having me. This is wonderful. Thank you so much.
Oh, we're so glad to have you. And this, of course, is a wonderful event. And this is the 35th annual.
Yes, it's the 35th annual North Carolina Jazz Festival held locally at downtown Wilmington Hilton. It's a three-day event. My name is Laura Crane, and I'm with I volunteer with the North Carolina Jazz Festival. And been volunteering for about 4 years, and I enjoy it very much.
Great. Hey, can you tell me, has this jazz festival, has this been happening for 35 years here
yes,
in Wilmington?
Yes, and slowly it's been just growing and growing and growing. So just for it to still exist, it's just amazing.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, so we have Thursday night, Friday night, and Saturday night shows. Thursday night tickets are $40. Friday and Saturday are $60. We have active military discount that will be $25, and student discount will be $15 tickets. Tickets are available through etix.com. You can plug in North Carolina Jazz Festival. Also available online on our website at www.northcarolinajazzfestival.com, as well as locally if you want to buy the tickets at Audio Lab on Oleander Drive. And if you buy locally, of course, you won't have any fees. When you go on etix.com, you do have fees that usually are associated with that.
And you also can just buy tickets just by walking right up.
Yes. You can buy the night of.
So you can walk up and somebody will be there with tickets to sell you.
Absolutely.
And this is at the Hilton on Water Street.
Yes.
Downtown Wilmington.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So it's Thursday night, Friday night.
Yes.
And Saturday night.
And Saturday night, yep. And Thursday night, we're going to open locally with Benny Hill Quartet. We're so excited to have Benny Hill.
Benny Hill.
Yes. Everyone loves him. He's a great teacher. Students love him. We're just so thrilled.
For those of you who don't know, he's a saxophonist.
Yes. He will be on saxophone. Doug Irvin on bass.
Oh, yay.
Yes. He will
love
be
him.
Joining. And you will have Israel Bannerman on drums,
mm-hmm.
Brad Merritt on piano. And they all met at UNCW.
Right.
So, you know, for them to all play together is just such a treat.
And that's going to happen on Thursday night.
Thursday
at what time?
7:30 the show starts.
7:30.
So they're going to start off the set on Thursday. And following the Benny Hill Quartet will be Molly Ryan. And she's going to do more of a swing style jazz. So put your dancing shoes on. There is a small little dance floor there.
Mm.
And she will be playing with the Dan Levinson Quartet. So Dan Levinson on clarinet, Mark Shane on piano, Kevin Dorn on drums, Bria Skomberg on trumpet.
Hey, tell me about this guy, this kid, if I can call him a kid.
Yes.
The 19-year-old prodigy violinist, Jonathan Russell.
Back by popular demand. He is just so popular. We are mm-hmm. so grateful to have him back. He is 19 years old, an NYU student in New York City. He actually is studying film. He has done some film scores already. He plays internationally. He's played the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival. He's even played the Bohem Ragtime and Jazz Festival in Hungary.
Mm.
And the workshop, he offered a workshop violin, and the workshop filled up in 2 weeks. It's just so popular. Unbelievable. So we're thrilled to have Jonathan Russell back, for sure.
So he is doing a workshop. Sorry, folks.
Yes.
It's too late. You can't sign up for that workshop.
Yes.
Although there's still openings in the trombone, trumpet, and guitar workshops.
Right. Yes, yes. And the trombone is offered by Vincent Gardner. He is a trombonist.
Mm.
One in Chicago. His parents both have doctorates in music, so he's around music his whole life. He is the lead trombonist for the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra in New York City, and is the director of the Jazz at Lincoln Center Youth Orchestra. So we are so thrilled to have him do a workshop for trombones or horns. It's just fabulous.
And these workshops, is this for all ages?
This is for middle school and high schoolers, and these workshops are free.
What about old folks who play the trombone who want to go down? I know, I have some friends who...
We have to work something up, right?
Oh, I understand. Yes. Now, you are you're a board member of
yes,
the Jazz
I am.
Festival, and you are particularly... involved in the education programming.
I am. Yes.
So just really quick, I know you got some grant money
yes.
for that. And
yes.
by the way, if anyone who's just tuning in, we're talking about the North Carolina Jazz Festival that's happening right here in Wilmington, as it has for the past 35 years down
yes.
at the Hilton on Water Street. I'm talking with Laura Crane. So
yes.
the education program, you're working with in some schools.
Yes. Well, thank you to the donors and thank you to our patrons. And this helps us continue with our education program. Every year we have several musicians that are in the show go to local schools to perform like an assembly type setting. We're going to continue to go to Rolling Grice. And this year we're going to go to DC Virgo. We're so excited about that.
That's great.
Yes. And we also have local workshops in the Riverside Hilton, and that will be 4 p.m. on Friday, 4 to 6 p.m., and that's for local middle school and high schoolers. And we still have openings in the in trumpet and trombone and guitar, and these workshops are free.
So, that's great.
We're just glad that we can offer that.
Do kids need to sign up?
Yes, they need to sign up. They can call me. We usually have a form online. They can try to go on there and fill out a form, or you can call me, 910-297-7727.
And is your number on the website?
My number's on the website
right.
as well.
So it's getting kind of close.
Yes, it is.
So that's Tuesday, and all the fun starts on Thursday. So,
yes.
And again, that website is ncjazzfestival.com. And every page, it plays some nice music.
Yes. And also I want to say that North Carolina Jazz Festival, we were the recipient of two grants this year, one from the Landfall Foundation and the other from the North Carolina Grassroots. These grants help us continue these workshops for the students. And we're just so thrilled to actually have a partnership with Dreams. We have a local musician, Roger Davis, who's directing this program. And we are going to try to have a local musician teach the Dreams students once a month and throughout the year. So
a single musician?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So we're glad to start that program up. We just started that recently.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, this festival is run by all volunteers.
Yes.
Which
yes.
is, I think, quite astounding.
Yes.
It's
all volunteers.
It's a big deal.
Yes. Yep. This is my fourth year. Sandy Evans, who's the president, I think 10 years plus she's been on the board. So it's a great group of individuals, dedicated. We just love what we do and really just want to, you know, pass jazz, the art of jazz, to students and the next generation.
I understand that it's popular locally, but you have 60% of your attendees coming in from out of town, which is just wonderful.
Oh, yes.
Laura, I'm so glad that you came in to talk with us today. Again, information at ncjazzfestival.com. You can buy tickets there. You can also buy tickets at Audio Lab on Oleander Drive and in person. And thank you so much. It's 12:06.